Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The air date of this episode, ladies and gentlemen, is March 16th, 2021. Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced tonight. I'm your executive producer and host, and Shabaka Sankori, and our co-host is the one and only Mr. Che Nkrumah, calling from the Mile High City. How you doing this evening, Brother Che?
Hey, peace and black empowerment, just weathering this blizzard we had a few days ago, or the other day.
Yes, sir, elaborate on that there a little bit, man, because it looked real cold there, sir.
Yeah, it was weird, Shabaka. This storm that came through, we had moisture from the Gulf that came all the way up. So it was heavy, wet snow, knocked down a lot of trees. Some people's power was out. We had pretty high snow drifts. I mean, we still have people that stuck in some of these drifts because we got over 20 inches of snow.
Wow. Okay, well, quite natural. Of course, man, we're wishing you all the best back there going through those, going through that situation there with the weather. Hopefully, our unhoused neighbors, get some type of heat and shelter for that, because that could be, quite a travesty. And also, too, I see we got our callers tonight. We got a caller in from area code 216, the last 4-7913. Okay, we're going to unmute their microphone and welcome them in. Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this evening. How are you doing? 216.
Greetings, Black Power, Black Empowerment, Black Love, Black Unity. This is Brother Aziz. How y'all feeling?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
How you
all
doing,
right.
Brother?
Yay, Brother Aziz. It's always
back.
A pleasure to have you, brother. It's always a pleasure. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so we're doing three segments tonight. Our first segment that we're going to do, and we got the right people here for it, is the Breonna Taylor murder that happened just over a year ago. And if it's not murder, then it's an insult to my intelligence, and it should be to yours as well, about what happened with Miss Taylor, who was shot in her own home and her bedroom, and then her gentleman friend or what have you returned fire to invaders. They tried to charge him. The Louisville Metropolitan Police Department used a no-knock warrant, and plus, not to mention the fact, due to their lack of professionalism, and these are supposed to be civil servants, they were at the wrong address. Okay, and then, of course, we know what went down there with the Attorney General of the great state of Kentucky, also, too, with the grand jury investigation. And so, gentlemen, what are your feedback on that?
Yeah, man, that was full-blown murder. They didn't have no business running up in Breonna Taylor's home like that. And they even admitted they went to the wrong place, and they still, these race soldiers, they still don't want to be held accountable for what the hell they do.
Yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, man, the brother, you know, he defends. Go ahead, Brother Aziz. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just going to say the brother defended his home is against invasion, man. Shit, for all practical purposes, man, that's home invasion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Aziz. Yeah.
You know, this is a cold game. You know, being seen is that we consider, what was it, 2/4 or 3/8 of a citizen? You never gonna get no justice in a system that's designed against you. I mean, we do all this protesting, marching, talking, debating, and they still gonna do what they do. You know, this has to be done a different way. We need a different approach, because talking about it, protesting, dancing, singing, marching has never worked, ain't ever gonna work, you know. And until Black folks decide that we need to step away from these people and their system, you know, they're not going to let us change it. And, you know, we just going in circles, bumping our head against the wall. You know, and then we got these idiots in our own race killing each other, manipulating each other, whatever under the sun that can be done wrong. We got people in our own set doing it to each other, like them Foley got killed recently. Over some money, you know. Like, you know, where's your priorities at? Where's your love at for yourself, for your people? You know, I'm tired of us. We talking. I'm 56 years old. That's all that we've been doing, talking. Ain't none of them dead yet. You know, and depending on the court systems to justify or give us justice, we should have known. We know by now that that's not going to happen. You know.
Exactly.
We got people. They got people that done did some foul things. These white folks done did some foul things, and they still free on the street running around and all that. But you don't pay your parking ticket, and they send half the force to get you. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that definitely goes to show, man, the most indefinite, man, lack of our so-called rights and what have you. But in addition to the fact, like I believe that Brother Malcolm was intending to do shortly before, you know, his assassination. You see, all this here are human rights violations. You see what I mean?
Yep.
And then with all this nanotechnology and shit where they're monitoring every damn thing that you're doing when you go out there and protest against human rights violations of this type of thing, right, that happened with Ms. Taylor, who was a first responder or EMT, emergency medical technician. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that there goes to show they definitely have a double standard against us. And it's up to us, you know, to fix this problem. Well, we have to start building up our own infrastructures and institutions. It's because how many times do you see, you know, these sellout coons, Negroes, and what have you coming over you to mainstream media and these damn politicians at the congressional level, state level, and what have you is sitting up here putting more faith in a system that has no faith in them or us.
Well, they're not even representing for us. They representing for everybody else. They call themselves the Black Caucus. They need to call themselves the damn Immigrant Caucus, because them ones ain't representing us. They represent for all these other damn groups.
That's a smoke screen.
Oh, totally. Yeah, most definitely.
They always keep us in hope for something that ain't going to happen.
Exactly. And then, of course, they do their quid pro quo, you know, with these other OTB politicians, you know, to further their own personal agenda, just like your boy John Conyers, before he had left the Congress, he had made a statement, I recall, many years ago when it comes to passing these laws and shit. You know, he was said, man, you know how long it would take us to really pass the laws or not pass them if we read all that material? You see what I mean? And then, right, like what happened with Breonna Taylor, you know, with these damn no-knock warrants, not to mention the fact that these assholes went to the wrong address, where's the culpability on that? Okay, cool. The family got $27 million, right? But I say instead of burdening the taxpayers on that, sue the motherfuckers, you know, who went out there and committed this. You see, so why should the taxpayers pay for that? Now, this is by their own standards and their own mores and their own ethos of the American society, in which I'm judging them by. But quite naturally, of course, all of us with like minds know better than that. But I'm just putting it out there face to face with their own fucking hypocrisy on that. Comments,
right,
please.
Well, these are state sanctioned murders. These are state
sanctioned
murders.
Sanctioned genocide.
As long as these pigs have qualified immunity, nothing's going to change. You got to hurt these mothers in their fucking pockets. You got to take food and money out of their pockets and out of their mouths. That's the only, that
exactly,
and bloodshed. Those are the only three, only two, three things that's going to change anything.
Right.
They have to be held accountable for what the fuck they do. And these motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Like here in the Miami city, these motherfuckers, they want to give these motherfuckers more money for uniforms and body cameras and shit. And half the time, these motherfuckers don't even have the body cameras on. There's no law that says they have to have the body cameras on. They turn them off and on whenever they feel like it. The damn police is the biggest fucking gang in the world, the most protected damn citizens in the world. They don't need no more goddamn protection. They don't need no more fucking body armor. They don't need no more of that.
Right.
We need to fucking, beyond the fund, the motherfuckers, we need to abolish them. We don't need them. We can police our own goddamn.
They
don't
need nothing but the upgraded slave patrol. That's all it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Patty rollers, modern day potty rollers, modern day overseers. And their whole
that's exactly what they are.
Their whole purpose.
And executioners as well, too.
Right.
And executioners as well, too. I mean, you know, the
same thing.
Yeah, the Breonna case proves this. And then also, too, in regard to Ms. Breonna Taylor, now that we're on this subject for our first segment right here, Brother Aziz, I'm sure you remember this one here, the Eula Love case that happened in Los Angeles and either late 1978 or early 1979, where the LAPD had put 32 bullets in this woman who had children, who was living out there in South Central L.A., where the gas man came to shut off her utilities for the gas, and it was real cold that winter in Los Angeles, and cold and for winter in Los Angeles is anything below 40 degrees, do let me say that. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So what had happened was, they sent out the utility man to shut off her gas, and Ms. Love had informed this individual, well, if you shut off my gas, I won't be able to provide hot water for showers and cooking for my children. And under which case, under California state law, if she failed to provide those facilities for those children, then they would hit her with child neglect. So the individual who was OTB went up there to pursue to shut off her gas. She bopped the bastard upside his head with a shovel. He called LAPD, 77th Division, went out there, and they said that Miss Love had a knife. So two officers, one which was black, had put 32 bullets into Miss Love after she did not, quote-unquote, allegedly drop the knife or attempted to throw the knife to him. That's a, and a source of this information... Oh, yeah. And then, now get this, people. The chief of the Los Angeles Police Department at the time, Daryl Francis Gates, who wrote his autobiography called Chief, describes this incident as known as rapid fire syndrome when their internal affairs goes investigates the officers involved shooting. They'll say they only shot three or four times, but they emptied the fucking clips out of a damn 9mm, and anybody knows you got one up and 15 down.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when do you
stop? So you emptied the whole fucking clip.
Yep. That's exactly
what
when
do you stop that? You know, after she's, you realize she ain't moving no more, when do you stop shooting? The first bullet stopped.
Yes,
so
precisely.
What was the rest of the clip?
Yeah, precisely. But the point is, what I'm making is, in regard to this, just like with the Louisville Metropolitan Police Department that murdered Ms. Breonna Taylor, is that they went out there to murder just because they can get away with it.
Yep.
For the
and
hell
they
of
know
it.
They can get away
once
with
again.
It. Exactly.
Yeah, as Dr. Bobby Rush described in his writing, the racial psychopathic personality of these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
and that proves it right there.
Wrong.
Yeah,
they
They know that they're wrong. Yeah, they know that they're wrong, committing these atrocities against our people, but they don't give a fuck. And they still expect
they still
us.
See
us.
Mm-hmm.
Not
they
not
see us
yeah, exactly.
Being.
Exactly. You see? And we're supposed to sit there and suffer peacefully. So this is why I appreciate it. This young man, what was the young man's name that fired upon officers when they invaded the place where him and Ms. Taylor were at?
Yeah. Because he didn't know what it was.
Yeah,
what they had a no-knock warrant. They ain't got to announce themselves. They just come on in. They, I'm going to shoot, too. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, indeed. You see, that's the point that I'm making right there. See, that's my point. So with them, you know, half-assing their job with the no-knock warrant, plus going to the wrong fucking address, okay? Yeah, smart, real competent-ass police officers. Just on that alone, them motherfuckers should have been fired just for dereliction of duty.
Exactly.
Yeah, the brother's name is Kenneth Walker.
Right.
Okay, so, hey, more power to Mr. Walker for standing up and defending him and his. And, of course, our hearts go out to him, for his loss of what happened with Ms. Taylor.
Yeah,
you
see that they tried to put it on him. They tried to make him a scapegoat.
Yeah, precisely.
Oh, they dropped that attempted murder charge that they had against him.
Yeah, that's why I say as black folks, we shouldn't care about consequences because you live in consequences every day.
Right.
Every day you wake up,
absolutely.
You live in consequences.
We're at war. Period.
Yeah.
And your uniform and your badge is your skin color, and that's all they see.
Yeah.
And then you are the enemy number one, and they will shoot you to kill you, and then ask questions later.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, sir. Absolutely. Exactly. And get promoted.
You put 30 bullets in this man.
Get promoted.
Just
the 20 cops. Every time they kill one of us, that's how they move up the ranks.
Just terrible shit back.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, and you know, and that's what they so-called Second Amendment is supposed to be about. Mm-hmm. But however, gentlemen, we all know what happened when we tried to exercise the Second Amendment here in California in the 1960s.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
Oh, hell yeah. For a long time here in this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That part.
For a long time. In the great state of California. You see? And then also, too, not to mention the fact about how they have no regard for us as a people. Yeah, see, I mean, look at this bullshit they're trying to force upon on our children in these public indoctrination centers. You see? So already, you know, they want to sit over here and they're trying to dummy us down is because I'm looking at, and I'm sure you will agree, Brother Aziz, they're dumbing down of our positive role models and learning about our culture in the last 50 years.
Exactly.
You see? Because,
yeah, all these new black shows on TV is somebody gay in it.
Yeah, that's precisely my point. You see, they try to push that motherfucking narrative on us.
That's the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, precisely. No, that's exactly what it is. I mean, I'm looking at this bullshit out here, man, coming out of Los Angeles, man. You know what I mean? They don't never want to show nothing about no pro-black male or no black male doing anything for his kids. All they just want to show is a motherfucker sitting in jail, being stupid, sagging his goddamn pants, man, talk about he's a gangster and asking every motherfucker for a goddamn cigarette. Ain't no such thing as no broke gangster.
Right.
That part. Yeah, gangster, I know, had paper.
That's precisely my point. And then what you would do.
You didn't know they was a gangster unless you crossed them.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same token, they provided jobs.
They wasn't advertising the shit.
Yeah, exactly. They got to make it sing. As they say, they got to make it shake. Okay, what's shaking? The fact that them keys jingling into that jail cell, is that what's shaking?
Mm. Yeah, dig it.
Backhoe when they dig in your grave, what's shaking?
Exactly.
We do a lot of stupid shit to ourselves. You know what they're going to do. You know how they're going to respond to anything you do. So why put yourself in harm's way and give them the opportunity or a chance to take your life?
Exactly.
You know,
but that's through the public.
Down and bow down. What I'm saying is be smart about your movements and your actions. So you have no reason for them to be in your face because it ain't going to end well.
Precisely.
In the propensatory code concept for racism, white supremacy, don't fuss, don't fight, and don't flee. You are a prisoner of war.
You're right.
You know where to run. Accordingly.
Exactly.
Where you gonna run to? Ain't nowhere to run.
Exactly.
This bullshit widespread.
Mhm. And it's been like that, and that's and so if you look at it, black family, it's a form of neo-colonialism, is what it is. Not a form of it. That's exactly what the fuck it is. Here you got these black ass politicians out here. And I'm not going to mention you sorry motherfuckers is because I hashtag the congressional, what do you call them, Brother Che, the Congressional Black Caucus every fucking episode. One of you lousy motherfuckers are yet to call in.
There's no action.
Precisely. They capitulated, selling us down the fucking toilet. And we're wondering why our people are getting killed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Precisely. You see what I'm saying?
Speak up. It's paid off.
Absolutely. Indeed.
You know, they're doing good, so they tell you, hey, it ain't my problem, but I'm going to go down here and pretend like I care about y'all. But then get back in their car.
For a photo op.
Yeah, exactly.
I was there.
And then
eat some watermelon with you and then go back out to the white folks. And talk about us like a dog.
Yeah, skin and grinning.
That's who's filling their coffers.
Exactly.
That's why Edison tells us we have it's steps to this. It's levels to this. We got to start practicing group economics before we can even talk about doing anything against this
That's
system.
Precisely my point.
We don't keep the money in the black community.
Once exactly.
We get to that level, he tells us.
That's what they do with
that's
this
when you go, That's when you go rent. That's when you go rent to a politician to do your bidding.
Now,
the three of us on this call know that it's a malign neglect policy that's been in effect for the past 50 years.
Right.
So, right.
With that being said, they're falling right into that, especially these damn Democrats,
Democrats, you said it right. You said
yeah,
it right.
You was right the first time, Brother Che. Yeah, you was right the first time.
They ain't never meant us no good, and Malcolm X told us on numerous occasions they were not our friends, and they did not have us any, they did not mean us any good. But yeah,
exactly.
We still got Negroes out here, and we still waiting on you Biden supporters because we got to get on Sleepy Joe.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all call up and tell us what the hell we getting from this administration because everybody else is getting something but us. And we told you
exactly
for over a year.
Exactly.
We wasn't getting shit from a Biden Kamala ticket. Nothing.
Exactly.
You got
exactly.
Oh, the supposed first black this and first black that, but tangible, we ain't getting nothing.
Exactly.
And,
you see what I'm saying?
Working on another crime bill.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm glad you brought that up, Brother Trey. Now let's look at that 1994 crime bill that Hyde and Biden backed, you know, with the Clinton regime. That led to mass incarceration of our people, in addition to the dumbing down effect of our youth of the great history in which our people come from. You know, they use this word nigga so damn much on these dumbass rap records, man. When y'all going to change that bullshit? Flip the script on it.
That shit's getting worse. It ain't getting better. That shit's getting worse.
It's getting
you know
worse
what I'm saying?
Everybody and
make
everything and their mama think they can say that.
Right, exactly. You said
like the old boy did
exactly.
In LA with that twisted tea can. Yeah, you gonna keep calling me a nigga,
yeah.
And it's on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so once again. Oh hell yeah, most definitely. Yeah, and since we're in our second segment now of this podcast in regard to this Biden administration or regime, dictatorship, a bunch of bullshit or what have you, you know what I'm saying? It means us no good. It's because they keep pushing this alternative agenda, and they are not addressing nothing specifically to enhance the education and the productivity of young black males. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And on that note, I advise anybody that's listening to check out this manifesto that came out in the 70s. It's called the Gay Manifesto. In the manifesto,
enlighten
the faggots, queers, whatever the fuck they want to identify as, the sexual deviants. They tell you exactly what they want to do. They basically says, that's why I'm so glad Tariq is coming out with that buck-breaking documentary, because that's going to shed a whole lot more light on what the fuck this shit is really about. And and the pedo agenda that comes along with it, because they already changed that. They're already in the process of changing that to a sexual orientation, being a fucking pedophile, touching little kids and shit. They want to make that sexual identification. So that's going to be part of the alphabet soup because they keep adding a different acronym, a different letter every month, every year. And the cold piece about it is Nellie Fuller Jr. was telling us this about 5 years ago. He said the white supremacists are in a state of emergency. They are dying out. This is their genetic annihilation. So to keep that like Dr. Francis Quest Wilson said, they're going to go from sagging to putting on dresses.
They just come out
the pants all together and put on a dress. And that, that is what is being pushed, because they don't want us to procreate family.
Exactly.
All this shit they're putting
numbers
us through,
too high. We got too many
we
people.
We still reproducing. And y'all can be dumb if you want and think that it's only 13-14% of us. We are all over the freaking globe.
We are the majority here.
Be before these colonists even came here, because
a lot of us
were already here. But we got reclassified.
They tell you they'll be the minorities to keep you mentally off balance.
To keep you believing that ain't enough to make a stand.
Yeah, exactly.
To keep them doing anything specifically for you.
That's
in
the heart of war.
Yeah.
You know, make yourself look like you got more soldiers than what you actually do.
Yeah.
Because we know they're a bunch of cowards. Because look how they supposed to have been doing something. What, storming the Capitol again, and the military was waiting on them. They didn't even show up. So we know they're cowards.
Right.
Yeah, they
exactly.
cowards.
And then, yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt. You see what I'm saying? And then not to mention the fact that when this dude is up here holding his press conferences and shit, this motherfucker look like he needs Geritol, some type of stimulant, probably need to smoke him a drink or have a drink or look like a... Yeah, you know, man, the dude is stammering over his speeches and shit like that. What's that?
So he can call you a nigger, and then say it with
some... What they call that stuff you get from the babies when they're scared?
Fear.
Amacrone.
Oh, okay.
You know, they for the missing kids, you got to understand, all these people missing, mostly babies.
Adrenochrome.
They not getting that no more, because look how some of these old folks, this old white folks starting to look all of a sudden. All of a sudden, they deteriorate real fast because they not getting no shots anymore, because all the child rings been exposed, you know? Everything's being exposed. So they not getting that. Because they need that, and that proves to you and everybody else, if you got any sense, that they need our essence to survive on this planet.
They need us more than we need them.
Exactly.
And then they got the high prices for the melanin.
$347
a gram.
Exactly.
For our melanin.
And that's why I said, you know, like I say, if every black person in America, and this is just America, and I put this out there a few times, and people, you know, okay, that ain't going to happen because we ain't going to get enough people to do it. But I believe if every black person in America for 1 week avoided work, school, anything that benefits them, if we all stayed in the house for a week, I guarantee you it'll be police out in force looking for us. We're the black people.
Oh, absolutely. To get us back to work. Yeah, not that they give a damn about
us,
but to get it. Yeah, exactly. And then as we all know, as all three of us know, is that when it comes to the structure of government, you have the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen. Now, this is this bullshit that I learned in the public indoctrination centers, and more miseducated motherfuckers telling me this shit in college. Now, let's go through with me with the rules now, folks. The legislative body, they create the law, right? That's the legislative branch, right? They create this motherfucking law, which is the same goddamn thing that the Contra Costa County Sheriff told Bobby Seale, that said, motherfucker, if you got a problem with the laws in the great state of California, take it up with the goddamn legislature and get the fuck up out of my office. Okay.
Right.
So the brother did. Mm-hmm. So they go to the California state legislature, that ragged-ass motherfucker less than 100 miles from it. What happens?
Right.
Now, these people exercising their constitutional rights, freedom of speech, Second Amendment. Now, all of a sudden, they public enemy number one. Okay, now, that's the legislative branch, right? Now, when they take your ass to jail on one of these bullshit-ass charges. I mean, you might have went out there, kicked it with the homies. You know what I mean? Might have had a little sip. You know what I'm saying? And you're less than, let's say, about 10 blocks away from the house. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, your ride is looking good because you work hard every day and shit. So you want to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Then here come the race soldier with bullshit. 3-4 o'clock in the morning, out the car. You know what I'm saying? Jacking you up, illegally searching your vehicle. When I'm saying to somebody, right, supposed to be telling you is the reason I stopped you for because license, registration, insurance. Write the goddamn ticket. Here's the court date. So what the fuck you need me to get the car out for? Am I under arrest? What's my crime?
Right.
What is your probable goal?
Yeah, exactly.
But hold on. Now, that's law enforcement, right?
Yep.
Now,
that's part of that.
The executive branch, hold it now, the executive branch enforces the motherfucking law, right?
Right.
Yep.
Rather, which is at the municipal level, which is your mayor, at the state level,
yep,
which is your governor, at the federal level, which is old boy there, old Hyde and Biden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. Nah, correct me if I'm wrong, people. Did I learn it right, man, or they tell me a bunch of bullshit? Am I too old, or am I senile, or am I my goddamn mind, or what?
That's how they taught it to me.
Okay. You don't practice
now,
what you preach, it's just a reach.
Yes, and there's something called hypocrisy, which is, common for it that we all agree on. Bullshit! Am I correct
with that? Mr. Handman. Yes, you are.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Capital
okay.
Letters are all across the board.
Yes, sir. Now, I ain't the most brilliant of motherfuckers, as you could obviously tell. You know, here's about this Black Experience Enhanced, people. We deal with the Black Experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. It does get off the hook here. We do a lot of uncensored episodes, but we are civilized human beings, and we do know how, and we have episodes where it's all for general audiences, but just due to these crazy, wicked-ass times, particularly with this pandemic, scandemic, prepackaged, whatever, demic bullshit, okay? Right. Everything is fucked up. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Everything. Food, farmland, also, too. Now, back to these motherfuckers here, Biden administration. Now, Congressional Black Caucus. The phone number is, for your future reference, and you can call it now if you want, is, what's our number? 516-418-5996. Press 1 to speak live, and we'll be happy to have you. But, as our co-host says from the Mile High City, what motherfucking tangibles do you have? $100 trillion motherfucking dollars.
Not even close. And Hyde and Biden was talking about giving reparations to Native Americans as well.
Yeah, but everybody
got paid.
Everybody got paid except for the black man and woman. Except for our race. Everybody has been paid for everything they've ever done to anybody on this planet. They have made restitution. Except for us, we get lie after lie, promise after promise, and then they call some other shit to get you distracted.
Bullshit.
Yeah, they do things to distract us from
prepackaged
what we
bullshit that they give us with every fucking presidential administration. They want us to go out there and vote Democrat for these tricks. And then your boy, Mr. Racist himself, said it way back in goddamn 1964, and he's right. Let me quote LBJ. Lyndon Baines Johnson, U.S. Senator from the great state of Texas down there. If you convince the raggedy-ass, poor, average white man that he is better than that nigga right there, you'll have these motherfuckers voting Democrat for the next 50 goddamn years. Now, I ask you, gentlemen, I ask you, let's do some math here. Now, I'm not the most brilliant motherfucker. He said this here in 1964, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep, now can somebody...
Act was passed.
Yeah, now, so this motherfucker pretty much said it's, let's say, about 57 years.
57 years.
57 years.
Wow.
Okay, so that's been 8 goddamn presidential elections that I know of. Now, with me being an old bastard, I vaguely remember the presidential election in 1964. I damn sure remember the election in 1968. And I sure as hell remember the election in 1972, 76, 80, 84, 88,
right.
92, 96, 2000 with that bullshit, 04, 08, 2012, a lot of stupid people in politics in 2016, and right now,
right.
just past 2020, we got Hiding Biden, who endorsed, along with the Clinton regime, one of the worst motherfucking crime bills that incarcerated more black males than a little bit. The new Jim Crow that one of our scholars wrote about. And our young black men don't know who the fuck they are. And this is why they're going for this alphabetized soup that these motherfuckers here is trying to put on us, these current days.
Exactly.
Damn.
Because it's genetic analysis.
Damn. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, indeed. Absolutely. And we would be damn fools, gentlemen, with us being of like minds to believe anything else. What the fuck we need, as you said, Brother Trey, building our own infrastructures. Hey, check out Unity Community. Hell, check out some more Unity Communities. Develop some more. Control our own land, our own power grids. Putting our own people to work, our own educational institutions. Here in the state of California, they're trying to push this line. Oh, well, the mental health. Is fucking with the kids because they're not in regular school. Well, all the schools are virtual. Best goddamn thing in this reset that could ever happen to us, black family. Now we homeschool virtually.
Mm-hmm.
And then with this scandemic pandemic.
Better homeschool.
Exactly.
Better homeschool. Your child going to either get force vaccinated, catch gay fever. What you want to do?
Oh, indeed.
You know, it's the only country in the world that I know of that is okay with that mess. You know?
Oh, yes, sir.
Because they don't like
you
women.
See what I'm saying?
They have
you
the
know?
Breeding farms and the sex farms. We're dealing with some hella demonic ass fucking people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you got all these politicians that are endorsing this shit. But every 2 years,
the true nature
they're coming
out.
Us.
The true nature's coming out. You know, that Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Indeed.
Buck broken.
The niggas
want
a staff instead of a piece of pie. I don't get it.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
And then, gentlemen, is that you got to look at how subtle they did this shit in the 50-year period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Slow and steady.
As Dr. Francis Corse Welsing has said in that works. Now, Brother Che, you more literary than I am. The ISIS papers written by Dr. Welsing, that was back in the mid-70s, was it not?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, and the subject matter of which we're speaking of now is what the good doctor was referring to in this work.
Yes. In her work, yes.
Okay, because I recall in her lectures back then, she was talking about these stupid, and you know, Brother Aziz, and excuse the expression, these black exploitation super Negro films, calling all our women to be what, glorifying being jailbirds, pimps, hustlers, and all this bullshit.
Yeah,
all that
junkies,
shit.
Disrespectful to their parents. Yeah, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Mac.
Once again.
Coffee,
Superfly, Cleopatra Jones, and all
Ray.
That other bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Then it evolved into these skinning and grinning motherfuckers. And then also, too, black family, what they did is that Hollywood started pushing the narrative that any time that you think pro-black or conscious of your people's history, that you're a black racist. Get the fuck out of here.
I'll tell him in a minute. I give him the 160. So, see, I'm going to tell you how I answer that when it comes to me. And they want to be as you a racist. I say, hell yeah, because that's the answer they don't expect. Hell yeah, I'm a racist. Hell yeah.
And you can
tell me I can't
because I ain't got no money. I could be what I want to be. I hate you just like you hate me. What the fuck? I'm not finna sit here and say, oh, I got love for you. No, I don't. I don't love my enemy. I want to destroy my enemy. You know, and until black folks wake up to the fact that ain't no, how you gonna love a motherfucker that's not loving you?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, you see, like Brother Malcolm said, that's not intelligent. That's not smart.
No, it's not. It's no.
Exactly.
You know?
Totally. It is totally asinine.
Like, okay, they want me to believe Jesus is a white man. So I'm not saying a white man to come from the sky to save me from white people. That don't make no sense.
Right.
Either.
That don't make no sense.
Yes, sir.
You was a white man for saving me from his people? Come on. Can we redo the man?
Yeah. And funny you should say that, brother. Brother Aziz, it's funny you should say that. It's because you could Google it. I remember as a teenager in the mid-70s when the heavyweight champion who came on there, man, was being interviewed all over the world, and he addressed just that issue. He said is, if there's 1,000 rattlesnakes that's ahead of me, right, and 3 of them is kind to me, what makes me think I'm going to forget about the 997 that's out to kill me? I ain't that kind of fool. Hey, man, bluebirds stay with bluebirds. Whitebirds stay with whitebirds. Hey, man, I love my people.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
Right.
Right. And I hope anybody that's listening, if you're in an interracial relationship, smack yourself. Smack yourself. You being set up for the slaughter, as they say, get out.
You're in the sunken place.
You in the sunken place. That's what my queen said. Yeah, they in the sunken place. Because you can't tell me all the history that you know about these people, you going to put them better than your people? Or that woman's going to treat you better than a sister would? Or that hunky man going to treat you better than a brother would? You weak-minded, you're soft, and you're chicken shit.
Sir, I think Dr. Marimba,
I
need to
say that. You can't deal with a black woman. That's why you got a white girl, because you can't deal with a black woman.
Hey, Dr. Marimba Ani said, all this is part of my offer and her work. A disaster so bad, it's beyond description. And I ask you gentlemen that we are definitely in a fucked up current state of affairs, black family, not only here in
the
United States, the diaspora, and on the continent. The first thing we got to start doing, sir, is how are we going to counterman neocolonialism? In the diaspora and on the continent.
What Aziz said.
Yeah, like I'm saying, I keep saying it over and over and telling it to everybody. All this, we did all the negotiations. We done changed stuff as much as we can. But until we do a physical thing with these people, they're going to continue to run their business like they're running it. They take everything by war. They take everything they ever had by killing, stealing, and war. And if you don't do the same, if you don't match their efforts, you're going to come up short every time. You're going to still be 3/4 of a citizen in a system that ain't for you. Come on, y'all. You ain't scared to pull that trigger on your brother. You ain't scared to sucker punch your brother. You know, where is that fear? Yeah. And far as consequences, okay, most they can do is take your life or lock. Well, you're living inside of a prison called American Corporation, okay?
Yep, tell us.
So you already in prison. Because if you think this is freedom, you stupid. It's just not freedom.
It's free-ish.
Nothing free about this.
It's illusion of free.
This is a great Harry Houdini in action. This is a smoke screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's pissed sir. Falling out the sky, but they told you to get an umbrella because it's rain.
Yes, sir.
We did it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sir, to prove your point even further, Brother Aziz, to prove your point even further, you got these Proud Boys and what have you talking about their Second Amendment rights. Dr. Huey Percy Newton, I believe, stated in the 10-point program where they even had based the Black Panther Party on self-defense. I've never been a member of the Black Panther Party. This was going on in my childhood. You know, our podcast was inspired by the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party in Oakland, California, and Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced is based about it there. And when I go to DeFemery Park on that corner of 16th and Adeline, I listen to the wind and hear the stories of long ago. And they put their lives on the line. A lot of them died. Brother Fred Hampton there on the west side of Chicago.
Right.
So look what happened with him. The counterintelligence program by the FBI, and in fact, which was an illegal operation within itself. That just goes to show. A motherucker like J. Edgar Hoover with that. Yeah, hell no, it never ended. What the hell you think with this bullshit that we talking on is? More of that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
See,
I wouldn't be goddamn fools to realize anything else. See? But, you know, the Second Amendment, you know, Proud Boys go out there mentioning that. You see what I'm saying? Everybody comes into the Black community, as Brother Chase so emphasizes so much. This is why we need our intangibles. They set up businesses in the Black community, take our goddamn money. But they don't hire us. They disrespect us. They spit on us. They kill us,
you
like what happened with little Natasha Hart.
All that. They'll give you queen a job in a minute.
Sir. But, okay, straight Black men, okay, they not lock out, you know what I'm saying? Just like when we had the great migration to the North and the South from the South. Well, nigga, you can't get a job here in this union. We don't hire colors. Like Stevie Wonder said, living for the city, hell, where you concerned, motherfucker, we don't hire colored people. Say.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know? And then, of course,
we
all know the show of that.
We got a neighborhood in Cleveland, Ohio, my hometown, it's called Murray Hill. And the only way you can go up in there being Black is that you got to be working in there, and you better walk up in there with your work clothes on, because if you don't, you're going to get attacked. And Cleveland police are going to tell you, oh, you shouldn't have been up there. You know you ain't supposed to go up in that neighborhood. Really? I thought this was a free city. I thought we was able to go everywhere. And you're saying that in 2020, 2021, we still have racism that strong in certain cities. You know?
We still have sundown towns.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hell yeah, you got a lot of them out here where in my neck of the woods out here.
See, the ancestors are smart in a good way, and then they was wrong in a bad way because they didn't let me live in that area. Because ain't no way you could have told me I had to be out of this area at dark. Not only am I going to stay, I'm going to be waiting on your ass. We're going to light up tonight.
The suburb of Denver, Aurora. That was a sundown town where they killed Elijah McClain and several others.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you already saw.
City in the country.
Oh, and by the way, gentlemen. Damn. And then also, too, you gentlemen saw my pictures there from Placerville, California, Hangtown.
Right.
Where they had that motherfucker hanging up there, man, by the neck. Oh, hell yeah, they really did do shit like that.
And you really did have motherfuckers
up there with that. Yeah, this town ain't big enough for the Bobos, Marshall. Hey, Barbarian Coast, the Barbary Coast of San Francisco. Then motherfuckers start bum rushing that gold up there at Sutter's Mill, Colima, California. Goddamn state of California wants your ass to park in that damn parking lot to go see this bullshit.
Right.
Wow.
Value on things that don't have value. That's America.
Yeah, precisely. And then also, too, going off into our last segment of the show, so much for the Biden-Harris regime, circus, illusion, like the damn Wizard of Oz, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Yeah, so we're going to see how that Looney Tune goes. Shit, moving right along. Okay. Now, gentlemen, we had to save the best part for last. People, if you call in once again, our phone number is 516-418-5996. Press 1 to speak live on the air. We're getting ready to talk about this upcoming trial in a place called Minneapolis, Minnesota, of Derek Chauvin for murdering George Floyd. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, is that this was murder in the first degree with intent and in within California what they call special circumstance. Because the man is handcuffed. You got three of your co-conspirators and murderers right there holding this man down. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got your foot on the man's neck. For, what is it, Brother Chay? I think we timed it at, man, what, over 7 minutes?
8 minutes.
Yeah, it was almost eight minutes. Yep, but Aziz said, yep. Yeah.
8 minutes.
And he had,
okay,
his,
so
he
therefore,
had his knee pressed against his jugular vein and applying pressure with his hand in his pocket. That's the old Brazilian jiu-jitsu technique, okay?
Okay, I figured that. A pressure point.
That's martial arts technique.
So,
yeah, he put his knee in the
right
place. You can push down on your thigh and applies more pressure. And if somebody got your neck
thank
right
you
there,
for
it's hard
the
to move, it's hard
sir.
To get up.
Thank you for the enlightenment, sir. I figured, man, it had some type of knowledge on that just in the manner for you that he's handcuffed and with him going to the jugular vein, and which is the main artery or the carotid artery going from your heart to your brain.
Exactly. Once you cut off oxygen, it's over.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So it seems to me, as you had pointed out, that he knew what the fuck he was doing. So this proves people intent.
Intent.
30 seconds after he did it.
Yep.
Exactly.
This proves intent.
You know,
and so here
was
you legal scholars.
Each other, so.
Yes, sir.
That wasn't their first incident.
From what I understand, and then plus
like
from what I understand. Yeah, and then from what I understand that they used to work at a nightclub together, Chauvin and his off-hours as the bouncers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And dude got a little too friendly with the man's daughter.
Mm.
And it's supposed to be an ex-girlfriend involved. See?
The plot thickens.
You know, the brother started dating the dude's ex, and it went from there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Premeditation.
A lot of stuff finna come out in the wash. Yeah, it was premeditated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they cut out
the
real world. Saying, don't kill me, don't kill me.
Right.
He was asking for, begging for his life.
Right.
Before they pulled him out the car.
Right.
People seem to be missing that. Yeah, he was begging for his life before they even pulled him out the car, because he knew that dude came to kill him. See, the dude that did the killing, he was the last one to get there. The other ones was there first detaining him until dude got there. And then once dude got there, he went on his mission.
Mm-hmm.
See, but all that story, all that
very
the media ain't telling all that truth. You know, but you know, word of mouth and people talking, you get information. And I got solid information that they had conflicts with each other before. And I guess that was the last straw. You dating my ex, really? You know,
jealousy.
And that cracker bra get on there talking about he deserved forgiveness. Yeah, I got forgiveness for him. He better wait for Jesus for it, just like George Zimmerman. Because I put it out there. If I ever see that cracker, I'm doing him. I would do it. It seems like nobody else wants to. If I ever see him, he's done.
He's
done.
In North Carolina.
I know where he at. Trust me, I know where he at. and like I told y'all, we're moving there. We're moving that way very soon. We're moving
once again, the American ethos. The American ethos with the slave patroller mentality.
Because I'm sorry, you ain't gonna keep walking around signing Skittles and shit. You ain't finna keep doing that shit. I don't know what's wrong with that.
And then he was told, go ahead.
You could not kill one of mine and then walk around this country, move around this country, bragging about it, signing autographs about it. You know, living at, and then you sued
selling
me on top of it.
The gun that you shot me with.
Yeah. And he still, and that's why I say for all these big bad brothers and stuff, really? And this cat still breathing? Each cop that kills somebody or wanna be cop, ain't none of their people been took out, ain't none of their people been beat down, nothing has fatally happened to them, and they know they finna escape because this justice system is designed for them. On their side.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing justice you're going to get is that you take it yourself. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You spend money on lawyers and court costs, and the dude walks away. Come on. And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a human rights violation.
Every case that's up, watch what, mark my words, audience, family, every case that's up, watch these cats skate. Watch them walk. Ain't nobody going to do no hard time for none of these murders. Watch.
And that's what I'm saying, hey, brother. These on this one.
Tomorrow they're gonna put you in the chair.
And then the cold part about it is they're only charging this motherfucker with third degree murder.
Exactly.
Oh,
it was supposed to have been second degree, and then it got changed to third degree. So that tells you they finna fuck up. That tells you we finna.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because I look at Los Angeles, California.
Third degree murder. That's more like they saying it was accidental. They call it the third degree.
They're
trying to say it's manslaughter.
Right.
You ain't accidentally kill shit. You perp. So we need to accidentally kill him.
Yeah.
And he needs to have an accident. And yeah, I said whoever listening. He needs an accident. Oops. Sorry. My bad.
The hypocrisy is real.
And the motherfuckers that's donating to his GoFundMe.
Now, that's the part that gets me, is that when these race soldiers kill one of ours, you know, these white folks go out here and set up GoFundMe pages for these motherfuckers. So once again, Brother Aziz, it reinforces the point. They still got a bounty out on black males being murdered unarmed, such as Mario Woods, Oscar Grant, Philander Castile.
I believe it's a sanctioned government program.
No, that's precisely the fucking point that I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's a human rights violation.
They got a list.
That's exactly what it is.
It's passed out to every police department in the country. And I hope to God the name ain't on that list, because eventually they're going to come for you. And they're going to have it all planned out. Oh, I know I am. They already came once for me.
Oh, yeah.
And like I told him, if you kill me, I'm going to come back as a hurricane and tear this motherfucker up.
Don't come back at the world like Marcus Garvey. Yes.
I'm telling you, kill Aziz and watch the storm that hit this planet. And people think I'm just talking. Watch the fucking storm that hit this planet when they take my spirit, because I got power in me. And when I unleash it, the world going to shake, because I ain't playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
I'm tired of being mad. I'm tired of being disappointed. I'm tired of being hurt. I'm tired of being sorrowful. I'm tired of all that negative feelings and thoughts and energies that we are forced to endure in this corporation. We're this fake ass country.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we get on here like we talking about it, and if we got listeners, I hope y'all is absorbing is like a sponge in water. And protect your six at all costs.
Hey, and he's supposed to have a Second Amendment right.
They got their protection line set up from the police car to the Supreme Court. That's their protection line.
Yep. Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
Wow.
Indeed, they do. It's because a lot of states out here in the West you know, got open carry laws, you know, that I've researched, you know,
mm-hmm.
except California. Mm-hmm. Nevada got it. Oregon got it. Washington State. California, you get caught here with a firearm, man, that's 5 years just for the firearm. If the motherfucker's loaded and you got ammunition, man, they're going to enhance the charge against you.
Mm.
And then the hypocrisy of the situation, you see, and when I did research, the last research information I got on it is that at the federal courts, at the lower level, you know, in the U.S. Federal courts, they say California might be in violation of the Second Amendment right when they passed the Gun Control Act here of 1968. But for the legal eagles who's got knowledge of this, I think that the Supreme Court is selective of cases that it picks up and listens to. You see?
Of course.
Yeah. You see?
Because if it's you, they're going to devour that case.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Exactly.
Like this, with this George Floyd, it's taking all this time to get him in, even get him into court. They still, did they ever finish picking the jury yet? Nope. I don't know.
Okay, so they're still trying to impanel the jury.
I think so, because the last count I heard, they had three, and I ain't heard nothing else about it.
You want to know something, Brother Aziz? You're right, yeah, because I thought it was about three or four myself the last I heard about it, and I ain't heard nothing about
mm-hmm.
it since.
Mm-hmm. And because, you know, they keep other stuff in the limelight, you know. Like the lady said, anybody get sick about the flu this year? Anybody catch
yeah.
the flu this year?
No. Hey, my doctor had a death in the accident, so I wanted a flu
shot. Yeah.
Man,
that's
I've been
insane.
Watching TV. It's vaccines for everything. They got vaccine for shingles now. All this time shingles been around, now they got a vaccine for that. Come on, man. Y'all trying to get people to take shit so you can kill them. Flat out.
Nanotechnology.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Marvin Hagler. Dead. Hank Aaron dead from
this.
Yeah.
Marvin Hagler died within hours after taking it.
Yeah, and then here in California, up in Placerville County, which is an old cowboy town and county and ranch land and shit, motherfucker took his vaccination up there, dropped dead like a motherfucker.
Like Hank Aaron.
Yeah. You see?
Right.
Yeah. So that there just goes to show you, as this guy, Dr. Ken Adams, said about the GMOs targeting our genetic codes, Bill Gates buying up all the farmland, you know, with this shit out here, you see, and he's pushing this vaccine, owns the copyright to the vaccine, the diseases itself, interrelated
right.
with it.
Right.
You know, originally, previous research I'd done, this shit was researched as a biochemical weapon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
To control people. And
yep.
we need some of our financial scholars. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Along
yeah,
with
see?
The farmland. So
exactly.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, with the Derek Chauvin of what he did to George Floyd. You see, there it is right
that.
There. What is there? Where? Well, they're just killing
they
at whim, folks.
Yeah,
it's
know,
a calling on black people.
Yeah, contract. We can't slave
yep.
them no more, so we might as well kill them. We lose the control
mm-hmm.
of them, so we might as well kill them.
You're
yep.
trying to
just
exterminate
their place. We want to take. They want to be body snatchers. They want to take your place. See, they put
and
that number out there. You suppose? You know,
and
it's a matter
too,
of replacing us.
Well, they're
yes,
the cannibals in the history of the planet.
Oh, precisely. And they're trying to eliminate heterosexual black males.
Right.
Skinny jeans they sell you in the store. Oh,
like
yes,
the
sir.
Said,
absolutely, indeed.
Strudel instead of liking pie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
exactly.
you know? You got me messed up.
Exactly.
I don't even like my own damn strudel. I'm going to like another nigga's strudel.
Right.
For
yeah.
real.
Yeah. I hate
that.
To touch
right there.
In the bathroom.
That
you know?
Right there.
You know, and mm-hmm. I'll be honest with y'all, if y'all understand this, what I'm going to say, a man's body odor is hell of a different than a female's body odor. I ain't trying to smell
sir,
it.
Sir,
I could put
sir,
up with a woman being funky.
Sir, sir, sir.
They're trying to normalize this shit. As we said on previous podcasts, here's Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I'm your executive producer and host, Shabaka Sankore. Our co-host tonight is his one and only brother, Che Nkrumah from the Mile Incoming City. Also, too, brother Che, elaborate on Frontline News a little bit. It's because we're winding down right here, so we pretty much know how the George or the Derek Chauvin case is going to go. You see what I mean? And so we'll keep an eye on that as that unfolds and whatnot, I hate to say. It would be nice to see that
right.
son of a bitch be special circumstance and get the motherfucking death penalty, because that wasn't nothing more than a murder in the first degree based on the information, research, and videos that I've seen. Plus, the man
right.
had stated, I can't breathe, and you still persisted.
Yeah.
Once again,
right.
your motherfucking psychopathic racial identity personality.
Uh-huh.
The slave patrol.
Yeah. That's exactly
the slave patrol still getting away with murder today.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. So the more reason for us to build our own infrastructures and our own factors of production of land, labor, and capital. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes, indeed.
You know, we got to come to understanding.
Yes.
We got to come to the understanding that, you know, putting our money together and doing things is the best thing for us. You know?
Oh, yes, sir. That's your cooperative
check.
Economics.
We have to get on hold. We have to
you know,
get
everybody
getting
these stimulus checks, and you know what they finna do. Black folks finna go to the hair stores, the video game stores,
mm-hmm.
the shoe stores. They finna jack
all
this
that.
Money off, give it right back mm-hmm. to the corporation, and then complain
mm-hmm.
later
right.
on about not having shit. Stop it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it, I say.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know, come on. I'm not
yeah.
putting my money in their banks no more. I'm not doing none of that. You know, my money, your money sitting in their bank, and they getting double your money, double off your money, and then give you a hard time about your money.
Then we need knowledge of precious metals.
Right.
Sir, we need knowledge of precious metals. Need some financial experts on that. They're more than welcome coming on there. You know, gold, silver, platinum, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the stuff that they value.
All that.
Because
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes,
I remember my grandmother
monster.
Telling me that over in Africa, diamonds and rubies and all that stuff was just like another rock on the damn ground. That shit didn't hold no value or no weight. But the white
mm-hmm.
man seen it and said, oh, that's worth this. So now it's
mm-hmm.
worth slivers of wood from a tree you call money.
Yep.
Right.
You just
slave
run out of thin air.
Put your slave master picture on it.
With your slave master picture on it, and you just print it out of thin air.
Right.
See all
exactly.
the trillions they passed for this goddamn COVID. Where the
but
hell
what
is
gets me
idea
is they turn around and say that America is $30 trillion in debt. And I say, well, in debt to who? Who y'all owe $30
trillion? Oh, that's what they call foreign debt.
Yeah,
that's what they call foreign debt.
Okay, so that's telling me that America borrowed a lot of motherfucking money with his rich ass. The greatest
mm-hmm.
nation in the world had to borrow money from other poor nations. Stop the games,
yeah.
you're lying.
yeah.
Now, if we
yeah.
if that's the case, so when y'all pay motherfuckers back, we gonna be poor and they gonna be rich. Is that what you're telling me? Fuck out of
mm-hmm.
here, man. Come on. That's some bullshit, as we say in capital letters, bullshit.
Yeah.
How you got
yes,
money
sir.
Problems when you print your own? You make your own
right.
money. So
right.
how you got money
yeah.
problems? Oh, here's the
yeah.
off the balance. Obviously, shit ain't balanced if you 30 trillion in debt. Shit is way past balance.
Oh, hell, it's
a
goddamn sale on Tilted. That motherfucker's way out of balance. It tilts it over.
Right.
And once again, people, and this is how they piss on us and tell us it's rain. Defecate on us and tell us it's snow. And that should be a damn insult to the intelligence of every black man, woman, and child. Period.
Exactly.
Period. So our front line black news, we're going to be on the front lines because that's where we at. We're on the ground.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
The knowledge and the truth, and we out here reaching our people wherever the hell we at. And
right.
Getting them on code and manifesting justice, because that's what it's going to take, family. We have to replace this global system of racism, white supremacy with a system of justice. And you say, what is that, Brother Che? That is
and
guaranteeing
true equal opportunities.
That nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin, and those that need the most constructive get it, period.
Right.
Right.
This Jim Crow Biden ain't even made amends for none of the shit. He doesn't even acknowledge it. Like, hey, I'm sorry I did this to you, black Americans, but here, this is what I'm going to do. None
but
of that.
Here, let me give you this little punk-ass $1,400 and we should be cool. Man,
yeah, right.
What you owe me, you ain't got enough money in America for what you owe the black race. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. You see?
900.
And this is why, people that I always emphasize in my post on Facebook, follow the like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on Facebook. That's where all our information is for our future upcoming episodes. Also, too, we do put up our past episodes. Please leave us a comment there. Okay, but this is why, black family, we got to look at all the wealth that was generated from the slave market, the transatlantic slave trade itself, plus from the sugar cane, plus from the textile. You see what I mean?
Cotton industry.
Exactly. At that time, you know, the damn Dutch, British, French, Belgians, you know, their whole gross national product of their economy was solely dependent on the goddamn transatlantic slave trade.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
And one thing that these motherfuckers don't never want to address when they come to us with this prepackaged bullshit, well, we're people of color, we're all the same and all this bullshit, you never want to address the brutality of it, mm-hmm. such as you point out, Brother Che, the buck breaking, the whip,
yeah.
the brandy.
Mm-hmm. The alligators for the babies.
All that. And then not to mention, with all the horrible and fucked up as all that is, then the mental shackle on the brain. You the boss,
right.
I'm right, yes, the Yas Boss Hollywood, perpetuating that bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Church lying to you about who your God is.
Yeah.
Say. Say.
I can't take it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Getting
you
extra
great
for nothing.
It's bad. Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, you look at the world today, and it's like, oh, you remember the song Ball of Confusion, Temptation?
Oh,
yeah.
I remember it very well. And motherfuckers still don't
today?
Get the goddamn message 50 years later. And 50
exactly.
years later, these brain-dead motherfuckers still don't get the fucking message.
I start my lives off with that song, and people don't get it, you know? People really
hey.
Don't get it. You're right. Shit, Temptations, Earth, Wind been telling us the truth for a long time. You thought it was
yeah.
just a pretty album cover? No.
Yeah, for over 50 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then look at the regression of how we as a whole, as black men, have regressed 100 years in the last 50.
Right.
You know what I mean? See, that's the shit that
that's
gets me. They don't want to sit up here and normalize this shit. These alphabetized ass motherfuckers confused, don't know who the fuck and what they are. Well, they systemically took the black role model out the house. Black male role model.
They want to say the creator's a lie. The creator made me wrong. Really? He made you wrong, or they made you wrong. Okay. Wait till you find
yeah.
out. Wait till you find out. You know, and even in their religion, it says those things are abominations, and they still doing it, pushing it, selling it.
Yeah, well, that's called
so,
hypocrisy.
Yeah, you in defiance
no
of God, and you trying to take that. People with you. Right. None. You ain't going to reproduce doing that.
Genocide.
No. Yeah. the end of a race.
Yeah, transhumanism.
Yep.
It's biogenetic shit.
On top of trying to make a damn robot.
Right. And get us as men to accept this shit as the norm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we're just supposed to accept this bullshit. Pissing on our heads, telling us it's rain, black family.
Good job, brother.
And you're going to see the same damn thing that's getting ready to happen here in Minneapolis with this case in regard to Derek Chauvin, just like what happened in Los Angeles in 1992 with Rodney King.
That's going to be a hell of a pitch
storm. Oh yeah. They got turnt. That same week, they got turnt. They towed that motherfucker down. Minneapolis was looking like Beirut.
See?
Mm-hmm.
We need to make all these cities look like Beirut.
On the same day, it's done.
Same day,
they
same
did it
time.
In 1968 when Dr. King was assassinated.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You had riots in 100 cities. April 4th.
My childhood, I was a little kid, and I still remember in Cleveland, Ohio, to seeing the National Guard tanks roll down Huff, which is basically the black area, like Black Wall Street area in Cleveland, and seeing these tanks rolling down Huff, and remembering my mother and my grandmother grabbing us kids up and ducking us in the basement, telling us not to move and don't come out, you know, because they're killing us out.
Sir.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sir. Sir.
Endure.
Sir, now here's a memory for you from August 1965. Los Angeles, a new phrase came out. I was 5 years old listening to Motown records. Burn, baby, burn. seeing the National Guard sitting there at the elementary school. I'm going to start at kindergarten. I say, why are the soldiers over there, Mama? She said, that's the National Guard. Seeing them motherfuckers riding down the street on Western Avenue and 53rd. Compton Avenue. And hey, Los Angeles Times. Burn, baby, burn. August 1965. Then, I got a memory of No Justice, No Peace. April 29th, 1992. All white jury said that Rodney King got what he deserved, told the press this, voted Powell, Brasino, Coon, and Wynn not guilty of beating a man 52 times with baton, which is attempted murder. Because when you beat a motherfucker 52 times with a baton, you ain't trying to make an arrest. You're trying to kill him. Then you had unauthorized use of a taser by Sergeant Stacy Coon of the Foothill Division of the Los Angeles Police Department. Then there was no justice, no peace. That was April 29th, 1992. Los Angeles had the worst urban riot in U.S. history on April 3rd.
I remember that.
So let's do that in every city after this manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as Dr. Martin Luther King said, you know, the riot is the voice of the unheard.
Mm-hmm.
As he stated that he made a mistake about the burning house of integration.
Right.
This Derek Chauvin case and all other shit, Zimmerman and all this old bullshit. The case with Philando Castile, Mario Woods, proved his point and reinforced his point. Yeah, exactly. Then what are they doing to our women, like Breonna Taylor?
Is they still on the street? Was it justice for her yet? Nope. Still ain't got no justice for her. Tamir Wright, no justice.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, 12-year-old boy murdered by the Cleveland Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
Murdered,
and he got
killed
at
didn't even get
jail.
Out the car.
Listen, the rec center that he got killed at was a place where I taught martial arts at. I used to teach at that rec center.
Wow.
And we ain't never had problems with police at that rec center.
Thurgood
Marshall. That's the name of the rec center.
Thurgood Marshall Rec Center.
Toy gun.
Clearly marked as a toy.
Some white person that was visiting the center called the police on him because they didn't know if that was a gun, real gun or not. But that's a child. Talking about a man, a grown man out here waving a gun, and you can clearly see that that was a kid.
Right.
And them high-headed police came, and that one cop, he shot past his partner because the cop that shot him was driving the police car. He shot from within the car, past his partner's face, and shot that boy in the stomach.
Damn.
But that motherfucker ain't in jail. He's still working as a cop. Come on. And if everybody don't say nothing, if we don't speak on it, they'll let it go to the wayside. That's why you ain't heard nothing. Yeah. They paid their parents off, and the parents accepted their money. Case was done. And that's black folks' pride. They'll buy you out of your own righteousness.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. So that's and then also too,
fight for your
life.
Sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I swear, if anything, I got three sons up in that city, three grandchildren, my mother and my family up there, and I swear, anything happened to them by the hands of Cleveland police, it's gonna be hell to pay. They know it. That's why they glad my ass ain't in Ohio no more. Because I fight the police. Been fighting the police for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know. When they call the police for me, guarantee y'all, 7-8 cars coming for me. And when they get out their car, they pull in, they sit out before they even get their feet out the car good. Because they know it's going to be a fight with him.
Mm-hmm.
I eat motherfucking mace. That shit ain't nothing. I got trained by Marines. That mace ain't nothing. You can't teach a man your fighting ways and then don't expect him to use it. I'm one of them dudes going to use it against you. Don't show me how to fight your way, because I'm going to use it on you.
Hell
yeah. And that's what the great teacher Bruce Lee said. Use it in a fight, learn it. If you can use it in a fight, learn it. And they made the biggest mistake they could make was teaching me how to fight like them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn, I'll fight it like a cracker in a heartbeat. Max Sparks out there, damn.
Right.
They going to do me. Tell the truth, they going to do you. Whether they beat you down, kill you, you're going to go to prison, they're going to do you in the prison. Either way it go, they're going to end your life and ruin your life for the rest of your life. So you might as well get some satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee I'm going to be satisfied before I leave this planet. Somebody's going to give me some. You got the right one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking this earth at the right time because I ain't playing with them. Like I say, my friends and my comrades, y'all, something happened to one of y'all. It's going down. You don't want me to do nothing? Don't tell me. Because if you tell me about it, I'm coming. And I will be down in North Carolina very soon. Got some things going on with the gun club down there that we finna do. And I'm going to be there.
Okay.
And like I told the members, you know, I'll teach you how to smack sparks out of cracker in a heartbeat. And like I told them, let one get out of line while I'm down there. Watch what happens. Get my jail money contingencies. I'm ready. You know, get the lawyer ready because I'm not finna talk to him, smile, grin with him. I'm going to smack him in the motherfucking mouth. First time you look wrong, say something wrong to one of these black people in my presence, you're going to get your head handed to you flat out. Ain't no more negotiation. Ain't no more trying to be reasonable. Ain't none of that.
No.
You cannot be reasonable with an unreasonable people.
Right. Right.
The universal law and principle.
Damn right.
Now, I mean, that's
sorry,
universal law and
right
principle
there.
Within. Yes. I mean, you know, of any species that lives, you know.
Right.
No.
You don't see a pack of lions trying to make friends with some deer or some antelope.
Nope.
Right.
We come to eat y'all. Name. Y'all know what it is. And you know they know what it is because when they see them niggas, what they do, they strike out and run. As soon as they smell them or see them, they run. And if we become that aggressive with this man-like cave beast called the white man, the Viking, mm-hmm. the Neanderthal, if we become aggressive like they are, I guarantee you we'll see a big change in this country real fast.
Mm-hmm.
I've sung mm-hmm. all the songs I'm going to sing. I can't sing no more.
Yeah, and then the cold part about it is, man, it's the hypocrisy about this. I mean, as we said it earlier, you know, recapping our presentation now because we're off here in our last 15 minutes, you
okay.
know, is that because we're getting ready to go into overtime, so please don't hang up. And for those of you who's listening to us online, please call in because we're about to go into overtime in a few minutes. But this is a great show we're having this evening. But the hypocrisy of this, right, is like when you look at white America, their Eurocentric behavior, they're talking about the right to bear arms for their freedom and what have you. Then they said in their Declaration of Independence, the people have a right and a duty to do it if the government goes whack. But now you white folks are criminalizing the very foundations and principles of where you founded your so-called United States, where in actuality you raped, pilfered, lied, deceit, and the list goes on and on.
Murder.
Check our archives of our past shows, and we touch on all those subjects, yeah, you see. And drop us a line. Call in if you want, you know. And then, so since we covered all that, you know, just for general conversation right now, I want to talk about all this cooning that's going on with these black-ass politicians and Hollywood and this bullshit trying to normalize this hidden agenda of theirs that they have. And in addition to how capitulatory, I hate to say that a lot of these movies, and not movies and shakers, I'm sorry, you know, the celebs are going through the same thing with the athletes, with this pandemic shit, where they're trying to get us to take this vaccine and what have you on that. So we'll show in the closing comments on
help
that.
Help us brother. Kill you. Help us kill you.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Help us kill you, y'all. Help American Corporation in your life. Take your vaccine today. Public service announcement coming from General Aziz.
Okay.
Shit.
Well, you know.
That's how comical this shit is, y'all. This shit is comical. We think we see it. Motherfuckers, even they people dropping dead, get some of this kind of illness behind it, and this government and media push this stuff like it's okay. You know, where's the truth in y'all at? What happened
what
to the truth? Like, okay, public.
Yeah,
this shit,
Operation
shit,
War
we have to freeze this. You know, because other countries around the world, when people start been dying off this vaccine, they didn't stop giving it to their people. Hold on, freeze that. Too many of our people dying behind it. America's the only one saying it's safe, it's safe, it's safe, take it. And then you've got these coon-ass celebrity athletes getting on TV, getting on social media, lying through their teeth talking about it's safe. Now, I bet you can't ask Marvin Hagler that. Is it safe, Marvin? Tommy Hearns, is it safe? Come on. I would trust what they have to say than some politician nigga sitting up in the Oval Office or in somebody's office behind a desk. I'm like, oh, yeah, black folks, it's safe because I said so. Okay, this right hook is safe, too. How about that?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. You know?
Yeah.
You know, they've been killing us so much with the cops that they can't keep doing that. So they got to do something else, and this is their something else, y'all.
Yeah, it's called genocide.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. Genocide of the black male.
Of the black race.
Ethnic cleansing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, indeed. That's exactly what it is.
We can design vaccines to target a certain races. We can do very well in decreasing the population. This is what that man said out of his mouth.
Yeah,
that's
with vaccines and viruses, we'd be able to.
The world's largest landowner of farmland.
Right.
Yeah.
Which he planned on
poisoning
and painting everything on the farm. Yeah, he finna deliver painted food. Watch.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. And then it's
and
Dr. Ken Adams
and
said the GMOs is working in cahoots with this shit. you know, to systemically, you know, sterilize us and eradicate us.
And the FDA.
Yeah,
well,
just
so
like what Margaret Sanger is with Planned Parenthood.
Eugenics.
Right.
Modern day eugenics.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Genocide.
Take the man out the house so they can't make no babies and convince the woman she don't need the black man and convince the woman she gonna need her uterus so she don't need to make no more babies. And after we take her uterus, she gonna fall into a deep depression and then she gonna give hell to the black man. And now our jails fill up and our morgues fill up. There we go.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much, you know.
Along with Hollywood enticing our youth to be gangsters, drug dealers, and all of that. And then what they do in our neighborhoods, they build more jails instead of schools. They build more jails instead of rec centers. They build more jails instead of academic achievement places like teaching the kids carpentry, teaching the kids all the mechanics, all that stuff being stripped away.
Carpentry, plumbing.
The prisons. You know, how they took the library, law libraries out the prisons so the cats can't fight their cases. Because cats was fighting their cases without lawyers and winning.
Yeah,
they eliminated that. Everything at a disadvantage, y'all, so we have to make our own advantages and say no to a lot of the stuff the system has and not participate, not fuel the fire.
Right.
Don't fuck a strike, let's just quit. I quit America. I want a divorce. You've been a bad relationship for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But, you know, it's a bad relationship.
Very.
Yeah.
And we have no counseling. We have no justice system to protect us. We have nothing to benefit us to fight this system but us.
So,
and we need to start acting like it.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. And start trading with amongst ourselves and what have you. Start recirculating our dollars in the community and start, you know, getting some savings incentives going on.
Shit.
Because you need capital before you do anything.
Ten cats take that stimulus check and buy a storefront and open a store.
Period.
All right.
Make your prices reasonable for your neighborhood. Because you know the status of everybody in your neighborhood. Make it reasonable. You know, and then maybe you can, after a year or two, you can give a couple of guys, cats a job. Open up another store.
Right.
That's how the Arabs do it when they come here.
Hey, it's called innovation. Yes, sir. You are exactly
right.
We
sit back and we watch how everybody do shit, but we don't. We do the total opposite, and that needs to stop.
Oh, absolutely. But once again, this is why, you know, the hashtag was created called Resurrection of the Mental Dead, is because we only been out of slavery 150 years, which is, I know, is old for a person, but still very young for a nation. And this is why in the last 50 years that our youth and their development have regressed 100 years, you see. And it's going to take us about 50 years to make that.
As long as we were supposedly in it.
That part.
Right. Yeah.
That part right there.
Yeah.
That part right there.
Yeah.
Man,
and these motherfuckers are still benefiting from this shit.
A little bit of money.
That's why I was laughing when they say, well, my family didn't own slaves. I have no slaves in my family. Bitch, you still benefiting from it. You should get hit just off GP. Like, I agree with better.
Well, what's your last name? I'll tell you your story.
Oh,
right, man.
On the same day.
No.
Put it on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess we're on closings now. Family, don't get the goddamn vaccines. This country has never given us anything that was going to be good for us, beneficial, any of that. Tuskegee was just one of many experiments and guinea pig and social commodifications of our DNA and our genetics and our bodies to better them. This has never been to help us. We are at war, family. If you don't know that by now, you ain't never going to know. But those of us that's on code, we need to do exactly as his brother said. We need to practice group economics. We need to do it for self. We need to separate, because integration was the worst thing that could have happened to us. We got integrated into a burning house, and it's time we just let that motherfucker burn and build our own shit to match it or even better it. Because, you know, when we get together for constructive reasons, we can make some shit happen. So,
yeah.
With the vaccine family.
And that's their issue with us. That's their problem with the black race. We
homeschool your kids. Support black businesses. Do whatever you can to help your people. Because we all that we got, family. Ain't nobody going to come save us. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That too.
Because we're in a state of emergency. Yes, sir. And then also, too, we need our youth homeschooled in science, technology, economics, mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
Say high tech to counterman, you know, this biotech terrorism they're coming to us with.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
very real.
Say, yeah, because, see, for every weapon, there's always a counter weapon.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Yeah, universal law and principle. And also, too, under universal laws and principles, as we know, is that certain laws and principles must be followed in the universe, or otherwise there's no reality. All this bullshit we see going on out here, folks, is an illusion. Starting with your alphabetized motherfuckers. Yeah.
Right, the illusion of inclusion. You ain't included in none of this corporation shit.
No, sir. You're not. You know what I'm saying? They have a segment in place for you. You see? They have a segment in place for you. Mm-hmm. Graveyard, jail, or being effeminized. You see? And then it's also too, and being heterosexual, they're looking at black men who are heterosexual, you know, a subhuman or something, you know, outsider now.
How dare you be cisgendered?
How dare you be like God?
How dare you try to build for your community and to preserve and protect yourself?
How dare you don't want to go sit in my jail and make me more money?
Yeah.
Exactly. Off your prison and dust your sir, and to prove your point even further. Folsom Prison currently up there now, you know, a few counties away. It's a classic example of that prison industrial complex.
Selling niggas on the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
With that AHEC shit. That privatized prison shit.
Yeah. And main retail firms is the main ones buying their goods and products from these motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, help us kill you.
Yeah.
Help us kill you.
And not only help us kill you, but pay us why we kill you. Why we help you kill yourself.
Pay us to kill you. Pay us to end you. Mentally, spiritually, and physically.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. At the spiritual level, mental level, and physical level.
Yeah, black folks is mentally messed up. Look at what we go through. Look at what we've been living with and living the conditions we live in. Yes, we not sane. Yes, we a little off. You would be too.
Yep.
Especially when you can see what your oppressor's doing and they don't mind showing you that they can do what they want to.
Right.
And there's no help from you nowhere in the world, you know.
And the cold part about it is you got so many of these black-ass brain-dead motherfuckers that endorse this bullshit.
Yeah.
Willingly.
Yeah, work for the agenda.
Willingly.
What do they call them, corporate men? They're corporate men?
Yeah, corporate.
The corporate men. You know?
No, man, all I see is the money, man. All I see is
the
money.
Couple of cars, you can go eat at the restaurants niggas can't eat at, and you might take a trip to Vegas, you know, and you think you're doing good, you think you're living right, and you're not. Especially when I'm a brother walking down the street and I'm hungry and I ask you for a dollar and you're showing your face at me, lift your nose up at me, like I'm less than you.
Mm.
Like I tell dudes, you one paycheck away from being homeless, you one situation away from being jobless.
Facts. Jettle. That's why we must innovate and do for self and build our own infrastructure and do our own homeschooling of our youth.
That's right.
And I figured, man, it would take us 50 years to do it. But with technology, we could probably do it in 25.
As slow as these black folks seem, it might take longer than that. Like I said, I already accept the fact that I'm not going to be here for the change. I'm going to be dead and gone by the time it changes. I would love it if it changed while I'm alive, but I already accept it in my heart and my spirit that I'm not going to be here to see it. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like my grandmother, she always wanted a black president, and she was dead before we got one. Well, semi-black anyway. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know?
Yeah.
You know? I said, well, dang, I ain't going to never see my Cavaliers win a championship. They finally did. So, you know, it's like, well, how long are you allowed to be here to see change? You know, we don't know. But this one thing I hope to be here to see, you know, the day that when we can walk down the street and instead of, nigga, what you doing? Hey, hi, nice day, sir. Coming from a cop instead of, nigga, what you doing? Where you belong?
Yeah.
Where you going? Where you coming from?
Yeah, let me see your eyes.
The white man has no rights that a Negro has no white rights in the eyes of a white man that he has to respect. That's why you've seen the insurgence of the pigs in the black communities right after the civil rights bill was passed in 1964. You started seeing the insurgence of the motherfuckers because the average white person cannot control you. There they are. They are the enforcement arm of this shit. They make
sure
that
law enforcement needs to be met with force. You meet force with force. You don't meet force with
we got
you don't throw a pillow at a brick wall
and
expect to knock it down.
No.
Okay. You know.
There's a documentary called Race War that Black Authority came out with a couple of years ago. I advise every black person that's listening to this to watch that because this motherfucker, Richard Spencer, had the audacity to say he was going to increase white privilege. He wanted to increase white privilege, and he wanted to give them more unearned benefits.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, man.
He said, who going to win this race war? He said, my people.
Well, I appreciate the no good bastard for being honest. Shit, where I come from, never apologize for how you in it, honestly feel. Shit.
Right. Exactly.
And there's only one way to countermand that shit. It's called self-preservation.
And that's supposed to be the first law of nature, right?
Yeah.
Universal law and principle, sir.
Yeah. So I got the natural right to take your ass up out of here when you're trying to take me.
Period.
I say, like I always say, I'll deal with God later about it. But right now, and if you're looking for forgiveness, you better go to God because I ain't got none of that for you.
Right.
Nice.
Shit. Got no forgiveness for you. And then this is how the white race is. We've been forgiving them for hundreds of years, and they continue to do the same shit. So you're not sorry. You don't have no remorse about what you're doing. You just, as long as you can tell me for the moment, I'm sorry. Thank you for forgiving me. And then tomorrow you're going to fuck me again. No.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, precisely.
No. No.
Yeah, that's real talk. You see? You know, and the cold part about it is they have our youth condition for saying that this is the norm. You see? No, we look at this shit as normal now.
Like I said, if this was supposed to be written before time, then we got the worst role in the play.
Oh, indeed,
now,
man.
Time for us to walk off stage. We need to walk off the fucking stage.
Oh,
y'all
absolutely.
Y'all put your black face back on and your Afro wigs on to pretend to be us like you used to.
Yeah,
it is a racist. They ain't want Chinese to be Chinese in the movie. They ain't want anybody other than them. You couldn't play yourself, couldn't be yourself in their movie. You understand?
Yeah.
Just like, okay, my man Bruce Lee, you know, the show Kung Fu was supposed to have been Bruce Lee.
Because Hollywood and the socialism said, well, you know, we can't have a Chinese guy as the lead role in an American television program. So that's where David Carradine came in. Just took the man show. You know, just to show you how slimy they are, you know. They got white folks playing Chinese. They got white folks playing 5 cent Indians in movies.
Right.
You know. Come $5 or $5 cent, $5. McQueen said $5. She right.
$5 Indians. The Dallas Road.
Yeah.
You talking about the ionized Cody's.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, come on, man. You know, y'all ain't, and then we say.
Yeah. Okay, we still there? We're in overtime.
Yeah, I think we lost Brother Aziz.
Okay, Brother Aziz, you there? Hmm.
Damn. They done cut the feed. No good.
Yeah, they probably did. You know, no good, dirty bastards. But however.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
you're back, yes.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
All right. Yes,
sir. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I was going to say they cut me off.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised, man. They always are fucking with us because they can't stand, the fact that we speak against the popular version of what they perceive us or what they want us to perceive of their version of truth, which is prepackaged bullshit.
Capital
and fuck them.
Yeah,
and fuck them.
That's why I'm
at
right
now.
Nice. I'm in fast food right now.
Right.
Yeah. You see? That's what it is, you know, 30-day suspension. And also, too, let me say this here, gentlemen. Now, I made a video, I don't know if y'all saw, when I was crossing Prim, Nevada, there at that damn Whiskey Peak place. And that there was in 1997, you know, where the little baby 7-year-old Sharice Iverson was murdered.
Right.
And violated by two white men. And you saw the hypocrisy, you know, of the criminal justice system right there in regard to these individuals. You see? So that there, you know, and they still are doing this shit, you know, with this pedophile shit. You see what I mean? And this is why I don't understand how in the fuck they're going to have in the state of California SB 145, you know, with the horrible murder of this little baby, Sharice Iris. Don't spend a dime in Prim, Nevada. Say that again.
That's the agenda they're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we got
absolutely.
Our own fucking agenda we're pushing. And it's called the Black Agenda. And you need to get on board with it or get the world the fuck over. Because we're done. We're done compromising with these motherfuckers. Like Brother Aziz said, we have to start killing these motherfuckers for real. That's the only thing they understand is bloodshed, black family.
Mm-hmm.
Revolutions are bloody.
And they think they're the best at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we need to prove
Well, look
around.
At how they built the United States of America. Of
right.
what they
everything,
did to people here and fucked over this land.
Yeah, everything.
Bringing
they
all
went.
This damn
everything
disease.
Every touch they feet, they destroy.
Yeah.
And they want to say it's ours. It's our country. It's our land. Yeah, right.
We're joined by a guest of mine. His name is Jerry Burton. He's a brother out of the Mile High Income City. And
he was
influential in getting the tiny homes and the safe outdoor camps and for the unhoused out here. So, Jerry, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Jerry. I'm from the
Dirty
South.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
A-town,
welcome to the
Atlanta.
Show.
Great, right,
thank you, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
There, please continue, brother.
Oh, well, anyway. The main thing is, I understand where y'all coming from, and I do like that, because it is the only thing they understand, but two things they understand, the bloodshed and the lies. That's the only thing they do. They do understand that. They do understand deception, lies, and bloodshed. That is their makeup. They have always been their makeup. And the thing about it, we're going to have to bring it correct and legit and continue to and continue to do what we do, man, because to be honest with you, like I was telling Jesse not too long ago, in order to correct this, it has to be a genocide on the white race. I mean, serious. I mean, any other race, for that matter.
Exactly. You're right.
I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not going to give us reparations. They are not going to give us no land to where we can separate ourselves and become our own nation or whatever we want to call it. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're going to have to take it. We're going to have to take it or lay down and say, hey, I'm your, you my master. Because that's the only thing they see in their head. That's the only thing that they see. It's the fact that they see us as property. They never will see us as a person, as an individual, as the Most High see us, because they don't get it, and they're not going to get it. It's not for them to get it.
That's
just what it is.
I agree with you.
Yeah, well, as Dr. Bobby Wright said in his writing, the psychopathic racial identity personality.
Oh, yeah.
And the crux of it is these motherfuckers know they wrong, but they don't give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
They know they're wrong.
They know there's nothing to stop.
Same thing with this goddamn COVID. See? You know, motherfucker, how the hell are you going to own the goddamn patent to a disease and the cure at the same time?
And majority of the farmland.
Right. And the majority of the farmland.
You got to look at it like this. As I said before, deception is a motherfucker. And when you get people to buy into that, then you got control. As long as our people don't come together, the ones that need to be coming together, a lot of them going to be lost anyway because they got their house nigga mindset. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, right now, you need to feel him mindset.
Yes.
Not the driver.
Right.
You need that feel him mindset right now.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between all three. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, the feel him, he out there.
Need
he looking for a way to escape.
Need that Nat Turner mindset. That's what we need.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Malcolm X said that in his lecture. You got the field Negro and you got the house Negro.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about it, the driver, he was in between. You know, he was in between being a house nigga, but he also wanted to be a field nigga, but he stuck
because
he wasn't
driving
all the time. Exactly.
The show.
Girl, give me that plate, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, give me that plate.
Yeah,
but man, yeah, that's just the way it is, though, man. But because now is the time. Because to be honest with you, I mean, you can see things are playing out the way they're supposed to play out. I mean, you can just look at it because you can see how many black people now are beginning to identify away, you know, moving away from being a worker to ownership. You are
right.
I mean, you're like right now, what that girl named Stacy, Sadass, or whatever her name, talking about, she opened to dating black men again. You know what? I didn't know that was a thing to where you can cross over, and then you got to announce that you ready to date black men again, or vice versa. It could be either way.
Sir, that's why they call that raggedy motherfucker Tinseltown in the city of Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, most definitely. But I'm just curious because see, well, my belief is that what I've been told all my life as a little boy growing up in Alabama is that they were going to gravitate back to us. Even the white people are going to gravitate back to us because who they know who the hell we are. They know who we are. We just don't know who the fuck we are. And
that
the ones that are learning on who, and the one that who have learned we have a bigger responsibility now because we know, because our eyes have been opened. So we have to try and talk to the others to open their eyes. Now, I ain't going to say lose no sleep over it because it's only so many that we're going to be able to reach.
That's right. You know what I mean? Save everybody.
And so, you know, so we just have to stay focused and knowing who we are and don't divert to the left or do the right and keep going forward.
Right.
But at the same time, pick up your brother as you go along the way.
Yeah, because you have to spoon feed this knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
You have to spoon feed this knowledge.
Baby spoon.
Yeah. You have to spoon feed this knowledge, Brother Jerry, but you're absolutely right of what he's saying.
You're a baby. You can't give a baby no fake and potatoes.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Until their body can get up, and then it moves to solid food. And when you move to solid food, they still ain't ready to eat potatoes yet. They need that salt, you know, like green beans or peas or something, before they can get that potato done.
Yeah. Right.
So,
and don't give them no bread. It's going to be mine.
Yep.
Oh shit. But it gets one of those things, man. I'm still pushing. Me and Jesse, we're getting ready to do this thing out here as far as bringing down these crooked ass organization, the white supremacist organization, hiding under the umbrella of nonprofit. So
that raggedy ass Jimbo homicide loud. We used to be a part of. We gave them that credibility, their whole legitimacy, because we got rapport with the street people, especially our people that's out here on the streets. So,
hey, sir, and you're more than welcome to use this platform to get your message out. Sir, you're more than welcome to use this platform to get your message out.
Well, I'm just telling like this, man. It's like this, you know. I get shit done, just to tell you. That's my motto.
Mm-hmm.
My motto. I mean, you know, just simple. No matter what I have to do, if I have to go out there and live it, I'm going to get, at my end result is going to be you get shit done. It might be in stages, but I get shit done, no matter what. Anything about it. So it's just one of those things. I'm just saying right now, even in Los Angeles, the way they are doing the unhoused people, and majority of them are black. And it's going to be a very small percentage of the whole entire population of Los Angeles, but they got a higher percentage of who is unhoused, who is poor, you know?
Yeah, so same thing in Oakland, California. You're right.
Yeah, Oakland. I mean, it's all across the United States, man. It's us. It's us.
Yeah.
But us, as an individual, we don't look at can I help my brother because I'm up high? No. The first thing once we make it big, most of them go, well, I got mine. Let that nigga get here.
Exactly.
And you only got that by the grace of the Most High. He put you in that position for a reason, and that was not the reason.
Right.
That he elevated you
up. The majority of you got that because off our backs and sweat helping you.
Exactly. Right there. Brother Aziz. That right there.
You can't forget where you came from, man.
Right.
Every actor.
And you can't lose sight on where you're trying to get to. In between where you came from and in between to where you're trying to get to, there's a lot of people that's helping you on your way. So in other words, you hold them. One thing I like to say is that I say this all the time. The world owes a debt to black people. America owes a debt to ADOSF and FBA. And that debt is going to be paid. But you know what? That debt is not going to be paid the way y'all think it's going to be paid. It's going to be paid in reparations, but it's going to be paid in blood. I mean, it's going to be paid in blood. I'm talking about a serious cleansing of the earth.
Yep.
Yep. I'm telling you, that's where it's going to be paid. Because at the end of the day, our Most High do the same thing the same way every single time. Every single time. We don't have a big army. You know, how are we going to have army when we don't have the land or nation? We can't even come together as a group. But the one that come together, we start calling on his name, but at the same time, be ready. Be ready to go and fight that war, because that's what going to be. Because all this is ours.
Mm-hmm.
All of it on to us. Because at the end of the day, everything, the whole entire world belongs to us. It's
yep.
just the fact
right.
that we are not getting there to manifest it the way he wants us to manifest it. Because he don't want to say, well, Joe Biden, you gave us this, and Kamala Harris gave us that, and Obama did this for us, or somebody else. Because the Most High doesn't want no credit going nowhere but except for where he came from. He don't want people to be confused on who helping who. That's the way it is. But when y'all ready for me to leave that battalion, though, let me know.
Oh yeah, Jerry's a Marine too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, Jerry, great knowledge right there. But also too, ladies and gentlemen, this is why this platform is always emphasized, and we're going to our closing comments now. That's why we always emphasize our self-sufficiency, you know, producing our own goods and services for ourselves, producing
mm-hmm.
our own infrastructures. So therefore, so all you confused motherfuckers, all you motherfuckers that hate us, hey, you can go off there and go fuck yourselves. It's about us doing for ourselves. We got the resources and the knowledge to do it, black family. But the public indoctrination centers, through its curriculum, through its hypocrisy, through its confusion, is literally pissing on our heads, telling us it's rain. They shitting on us, telling us it's snow. And this is the more reason why we must do for ourselves. And with that there being said, we want to thank all of our guests tonight, all of our listeners. Please follow us on Twitter at Chewbacca Capital EXP, which is our Twitter handle where we post our upcoming shows, inboxes there, message us there, you know, whatever would you like to talk about, because we deal with the black experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. And in our outro tonight, ladies and gentlemen, let me see here. What we're going for? I think what we're going to do is end this episode here by Malcolm X talking about the house Negro. He's got to go.
Nice.
Have a nice night.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement. But still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, we got a good house here, the house Negro said, yeah, we got a good house here. Whenever the master said we, he said we. That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, what's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick. He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, let's run away. Let's escape. Let's separate. That house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this? That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here. Thank you.